Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, guys, the camera's not. What's up, y'all? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
My name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire, license number 317576, and welcome to the Rants and Gems Show.
Look, we are live, people. You know, we're getting a little fancy now. You know what I'm saying? We had a timer in the beginning. Okay?
Yes.
Don't play with us. All right? Y'all ain't getting no more of the behind the scenes.
No more behind the scenes.
We're not going to get no more behind the scenes. It's going to be all about the timer moving forward. But look, thank you guys for joining us on another Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
Rants and Gems. Kiana, we are outside. We are in beautiful Wakanda today.
ATL, baby.
ATL, shorty. You looking amazing as
Thank
always.
You. And you looking amazing.
I'm liking this. What color is this?
This is like a fuchsia.
A fuchsia?
A fuchsia color.
You looking really fuchsia right now.
I appreciate that. You know, I always like to try to bring the looks, you know.
Look, drop some fire in the
bring
chat
some fun.
If you loving Kiana's outfit today. Let's first things first.
Bring a little light to the situation.
You're definitely bringing the light. You know what I'm saying? So we outside. We're going to talk today, and we got notes today, all right? Because we're coming to give you guys some information. Shout out to all of you guys that are in the comments. We appreciate the love. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Share this with 10 people right now. Make sure you go over to Apple and all podcast audio outlets. Like, share, subscribe, rate it 5 stars, leave a review. Let's get Rants and Gems out to the community.
Yes.
Because in 2022, it's all about execution. And Rants and Gems is here to help you guys deliver, execute, and have the right information. All right? So let's start today's shows off. Right? We're going to talk about Biden and the crew.
Listen, Biden and the crew.
Biden and the crew.
We don't like to talk about who voted for who. You know, it's a little class passe to do that. However, Biden and the crew is up to something really big. They're changing the infrastructure, and they just changed that for new neighborhoods.
Okay.
And I feel like, I think our people are going to love this information.
Yeah.
Because we have been screaming multifamily, get a multifamily, you know, house hack. And Joe Biden, he has literally put zoning in to put more apartment buildings in multifamily units. And such as converted garages and areas traditionally zoned for single family homes into multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should be screaming through the rooftops about that.
Yeah, no, 100%. So it's the infrastructure bill, what we're discussing, right? It's a $1.2 trillion bill, all right? Please don't let that number go over your head. The government is printing money like we've never seen before. And they just passed this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And in this bill, like Kiana just mentioned, they are trying to change the zoning laws.
Yes.
Which is huge. This is a home run.
It needs to
this
happen.
This is an absolute home run in my
and
opinion.
You know what I really like about it when I'm reading? Because, you know, I was just at an event here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I was talking, you know, the small homes, the tiny homes.
Okay.
And they're also changing the zoning.
We need to have those guys on the
show. They're coming. They're coming.
Okay, so
yeah, they're coming. So they're changing the zoning that favors single family homes. They're making it so you can have smaller lots. Mm-hmm. So a lot of you guys that were interested in these micro homes and tiny homes, they're expanding that zoning, which is necessary.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people are looking to have less space and have more life. That's really the slogan when it comes to tiny home living. So this also affects that as well.
Look, as part of this $2 trillion infrastructure plan, cities will allow for smaller lots and apartment buildings with fewer than 6 units to be built next to traditional houses or single family homes. That right there, that one line in the bill is huge, right?
Yes.
So current zoning laws are in favor of single family homes,
yeah,
right?
And they're always in favor of single family homes, but now we're changing things up. And what I also like about it is you can really look into micro homes, mm-hmm. tiny homes, and there's zoning for that. And just because I just went to one of those huge developments, and it's affordable housing, right? The prices are going up, right? It's up and it's stuck. We can all agree. However,
absolutely, it is.
However, if you are able to get this home and get affordable housing and you live great and it's still new construction and you're still in neighborhoods that are really like reasonable and attractive, it's a win-win for everybody.
Nah, this is huge, man. I mean, look, Biden's proposal will award grants and tax credit to cities that change zoning laws to bolster more equitable access to affordable housing.
Affordable housing is on the top of
everybody's
list.
It's getting too expensive. It's getting outrageous for a lot of people.
And let me tell you, even as a real estate broker, you guys know, y'all always get the short end of the stick, like I'm not for the people. I absolutely am. And I do feel like the prices are up. They're stuck. We're not going to be able to change that. But we have to do something about the affordable housing crisis.
No, it's
a true crisis. It's happening throughout the country. So this particular plan is going to help so many people. I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope that you guys take advantage of it. Go to your city council meetings, meet with developers, and make sure you have the right brokers, the right agents to represent you so you guys can take advantage of this upcoming these upcoming housing laws.
Look, this could be an opportunity, right, for folks who currently own single families. Now, once these zoning laws start changing
right.
all around the country, those who own single family homes might be in position to knock that down and now build a 6 unit.
And I know people that have some distressed properties that may not be the best assets to try to rebuild a single family home. Mm-hmm. But if you can take one lot that was only bringing in one passive income because it was single family, now switch that into a quad. Mm-hmm. Now you have 4 doors on one lot. That is going to be phenomenal. Think about the bigger picture.
I can't see them all.
Think about the bigger picture and make sure you understand what's really happening with this law. So I'm really excited about it. Biden and the gang, they're on to something. They really are.
Biden and the gang is definitely on to something. Like, I'm going to tell you guys like this, right? This mm-hmm. just passed, so give this time to percolate into the system. All right, we're not telling you there's going to be grants and tax credits available today, right? The politicians got to do what they do.
Absolutely.
And I would figure probably sometime in the new year, in the first quarter, second quarter, we should be able to get more information on how these zoning laws are going to be able to change from different cities.
I agree.
And see exactly how you guys can take advantage. And once we get new information, obviously, clearly, we are going to give you guys that information. But for me, this part of the infrastructure bill is a home run for everybody.
It's a home run.
Who wants to build.
Kia, you're right. She said, I have a few vacant lots. It's time to build. It is time to build, Kia. And make sure that you listen to our Keela.
Shout out
make
to
sure you
Keela.
Listen to our development episodes that we've had with Chris Senegal and also Patrick Henderson, so
absolutely.
That way you can really learn more about developing your community.
Absolutely. We had phenomenal episodes on that on the show.
Absolutely.
So you guys do your research, do your homework. Infrastructure bill looks like it's in the favor of real estate investors so far.
Yes.
All right. More news to follow on that. But again, this is a home run. They're going to change the zoning laws. That's going to allow homes that are zoned for single families
to now be zoned for commercial multifamily
homes. Up to 6 units, and it's going to be tax credits and grants available with this too.
I'm excited about
it. Look, man,
more
to follow on that topic. But let's keep this going because we got a lot to talk about today. Let's talk about the housing market right now.
Oh, you know what? The housing
market. Our favorite topic.
That's our favorite topic of all time.
It's up and it's stuck, baby.
It's up and it's stuck. However, we need to be mindful that the U.S. will lift the travel ban on about 33 countries for vaccinated visitors. So that's going to ease restrictions that prevented most foreign real estate buyers from entering into our country. So what does that mean for you? That means there's going to be more competition from foreign buyers that are coming into our country to take advantage of our rising real estate prices and the equity that we hold.
Look, up and it's stuck. Can you say that, please?
Because it is up and it's stuck.
Look, so you guys got to understand what this really, truly means, right? Foreign buyers in 2008 spent $267 billion on U.S. real estate. In 2019, $183 billion, right? This was all before the pandemic, right? And then when the pandemic came around in 2020, it fell to only $11.5 billion, right? So these foreign buyers were not able to enter the country, okay? They wasn't able to come see these properties. And I'm gonna tell you guys, prior to the pandemic, I used to do a lot of foreign national loans, right? And when I tell you that part of my business pretty much fell off completely.
Absolutely.
Understandably, right? It fell off. But when I tell you now that the restrictions have been lifted, and people are going to come back to the States.
Listen.
Let me tell you, y'all thought it was up and stuck with y'all regular FHA buyers. This shit about to get crazy.
First of all, it's going to be out of insane. Most of our foreign buyers, I will say 99.9% of them are cash buyers.
Correct.
So they're coming over here. They're buying these properties cash. They're driving up the values. And just keep in mind that we have some huge people, like huge companies that are coming from overseas. Mm-hmm. So if you thought it was competition now, and I have so many people saying, I should wait. Should I wait? You think it's competition now. Wait till the floodgates open and now we have foreign buyers that you're competing against as well as your normal retail buyers and your normal investors. It's going to get tougher and tougher. I would say start taking advantage of any opportunities you have to buy a property now if you can.
Look, China, Canada, Mexico, India, in the UK, top five of countries of folks who are buying real estate in the US. Now they're all gonna be able to come back into the US. As long as they got their vax card, they're gonna be good to go. What do you guys think gonna happen? They're gonna buy real estate. They got cash to play with.
They got lots of cash
to play with. Lots of cash to play with.
And keep in mind that low interest rates are still low. We have low interest rates, we have high demand. And this is just a couple of reasons why house prices are going to continue to rise. And when they continue to rise, you're going to find yourself in a position where if prices keep rising, and we say this all the time, the housing prices are rising about 16%, generally speaking, across the nation. However, the average salary is only rising 3%. So what's going to happen?
Up and stop.
People are going to get outpriced.
People who have money are going to win. People who are prepared financially are going to the win.
Absolutely.
And the people who are not prepared financially, they're not going to make it, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
You know, it's got to be winners and there got to be losers in life.
There's always winners and losers.
Always winners and losers. So I hope none of our audience is going to be on that losing end. But I need you guys to really understand what this lift really means for our market, right? If you think it's heavy competition right now, wait till you see in the first quarter what's going to happen. I'm telling you, these folks, these foreign buyers, especially now that these foreign national programs and they can get financing, they got the 35% down, no problem.
Right.
Right? They're going to be able to get the financing, leverage their money. You know, the only way to hedge inflation is by investing, right? And these folks are smart. They're loaded with capital.
And they're looking, they want to invest.
They've been trying
they're
to invest.
They're not afraid to purchase real estate. And that's, I think, a lot of times, you know, we have to continue to educate our people about the value of having assets.
Yeah.
And making sure that you own property. And if you don't, there's other people that are, they're waiting to come and take advantage of.
Oh, all you people who want to sit here and wait for a crash and wait, you like the rent and all this other good stuff, more power to you, but understand, your opportunity is going to get slim and trim.
They get slim and trim now.
They already slim and trim.
I mean, you know, you guys know I'm a real estate broker here. And not only that, I have this huge training platform. I'm not trying to cross promote, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
Over 300 agents from different
cities. Talk about it, queen.
And in our group, I was like, let me ask you guys something, because I don't want to just talk about Atlanta. Let's talk about other cities. Let's talk about other states. And what we learned is every major city, they're experiencing multiple offer situations. They're experiencing low inventory, high demand, and they're all in the same price. Everybody's increased 16%. Prices are up, demand is high, and they're competing against cash buyers. Mm-hmm. And so when you have someone financing, it makes it even harder for them to take advantage of a property because you're competing against someone that can pay cash and close in 10 days where you may need 30 or 40 days to close.
Absolutely.
So everybody says, how long should I wait? Should I wait? If you're ready, you need to get in the game now.
Facts.
Because what's really going to happen is there is a cost for losing out on an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for that? Are you ready to have that cost?
There's always opportunity cost.
Absolutely.
Everything. And you sit on the sideline, you're going to wait. And that goes to the next thing I want to talk about real quick, because we're talking about investors. We got the foreign investors coming back to the market. Let's talk about what the investors did here locally in the U.S. in the third quarter. It was a record break, and I put out a quick reel on this on my Instagram page, MG the Mortgage Guy, the other day. But investors spent a record $63 billion dollars in the third quarter alone. Now, when I say investors, I'm not just talking about institutional money. I'm talking about mom and pop and local landlords like us. Anybody who owns an LLC and purchased real estate is considered in these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to everybody who purchased real estate in the third quarter, because it's up and it's stuck over here, right?
Absolutely.
So in total, 90,000 homes were purchased, okay, in the third quarter by investors. All right, that's an 80% increase year over year. I need you guys to really understand. 80% increase.
That is insane.
Year over year.
That's insane.
From the investors, right? So you got to look at third quarter 2020. We deep in the pandemic.
Very deep.
Investors was outside.
But you know what happened? Investors say because they understood the opportunity.
Yes. So
they kept buying.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Where the
cheap
retail
money.
Buyers,
cheap money.
They were getting loans, cheap money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our previous administration, they were giving out money like it was
absolutely.
Going out of style.
Opportunities, own funds, everything.
Yes. Meanwhile, a lot of people were afraid, and those same people are looking at the market today, and they're upset with themselves. They fight in the air. They punch
absolutely.
In the air.
Absolutely.
Because that same house that was maybe $400,000,
mm-hmm.
now it's $500,000. And it's outside of their price point, and they just can't wrap their mind around it because you decided to wait and you didn't follow the data. Always follow the data, my good people.
Look, follow the data, and shout out to Prudent Mom. She says she closed in the third quarter, so shout out to you. And if you close on a real estate transaction in the third quarter, put some fire emojis or something in the comments.
Yeah, because you understood the assignment.
Because you understood the assignment, but I want to continue to go into this, right, real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was in the third quarter, right? This is a crazy stat. That represented 18% of the market share. So investors in the third quarter represented 18% of all homes purchased. But here was the interesting stat. Out of all those purchases, 74% was single family homes, 17% was condos and co-ops, 5.5% was townhouses, and only 3.4% was multifamilies.
But do you know why?
Please tell us, Kiana.
Because I say it all the time. I'm glad that he just passed this bill. You guys think there's multifamily falling out the sky on every corner, and it simply isn't.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, multifamily was very popular back in the 70s and 80s, right?
Yep.
they started phasing them out a little bit in the 90s. So when you look at multifamily, you can follow the numbers. Mm-hmm. There's not that many. So people started to build single family homes because the American Dream, that campaign was hitting hard in the 90s.
Absolutely.
So now we're back to the point people are understanding the importance of having multifamily and house hacking. So having this new bill and this new infrastructure is going to help so many people. It's not that they did not want to purchase multifamily. The opportunity to purchase multifamily simply wasn't there.
Absolutely, because multifamily housing is strong in the Northeast, right?
Yes.
It's strong in places where it's heavy populated.
Yes.
But that's not the entire country.
No.
Right? So the country is dominated by single family townhouses.
It is.
Things of that nature. And most people around the country don't want to live in multifamilies anyway. Right?
And that's the truth.
And that's just the God's honest truth. Because they're not accustomed to it.
They're not accustomed.
If you're growing up in a house or an apartment or a town as a child, what the hell makes you think you want to go live in this multifamily?
It's like, I'm in a multifamily, you know what I mean? and some of them are shared spaces. Like, I'm all for it, but you also have to wrap your mind around being attached to someone, or maybe they have the shared common spaces. I've been in a place like that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rashana Scott. She showed me a two flat in Chicago. So the duplexes I'm used to seeing, they all have two different doors, two different entryways. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them, when you're looking at these two flats and things like that, they have a common shared entryway, a common shared space. Then you go out to the separate spaces. So it's like you have to get used to or wrap your mind around. It's like a privacy thing, you
Absolutely.
Know, and I think that you have to, it depends on what your level of comfortability is, but that also affects a lot of people when it comes to duplexes.
No, 100%. Like you sharing a house with someone, so some people are just not comfortable with that. Like in New York, it's separate doors and things like of that nature, but I've seen some duplexes.
But
like
I can tell you up north, I think it's more common because.
Yeah, that's our lifestyle.
I have family in D.C. and in the DMV area. Shout out to my family up there. And
shout out to the DMV.
They're all used to having basements and, you know, renting those out because it's normal because the cost of living is so high.
Absolutely.
They're used to congregating. But down south, it's like, you know, I got my own space.
Yeah.
So if we can start building multifamily where it's more comforting for everyone, mm-hmm. I feel like it'd be a win-win, especially for our next generation. You guys know better. You know better because you're doing better. Shout out to EYL and what we're doing over here on
Facts.
The Rants and Gems.
Shout out
show.
To Rants and Gems.
We're educating people on the power of house hacking and, you know, letting someone else pay half the mortgage or all the mortgage while you live for free because you're the owner. You know, you're the lord of your land.
Mm-hmm.
So those things are very important.
Absolutely. So here's another stat and one last thing I want to talk about, the third quarter numbers for investors, right? I said that represented 18% of all the homes that were purchased in the third quarter. But Atlanta, where investors were really targeting, here's the top three places. Atlanta, 32% was in Atlanta, 31.7% in Phoenix, 31.5% in Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
I told you.
And all three of these markets are absolutely on fire right now.
This market is so insane, and I'm glad that you really called out the numbers, because when I tell people we're up 18% prices and we're up this and we have all this going on, this is not my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is a fact.
This is a fact.
You can Google it. You can look up the articles I look up. I share them all the time on my social media pages. So people are migrating to areas that have phenomenal growth. Keep in mind we have Microsoft here. We have that hub. We have Google. We have that hub. Bigger than that, Tyler Perry Studios is huge, they're building out here. So we have so much that's happening. This is the perfect time and the perfect area to invest in because the appreciation values are there. We're a huge appreciation value city. So keep those things in mind when you're looking to migrate to different areas. If you want to come to Atlanta, you got to pay to play. I just told Matthew
Facts.
The other day.
That's a fact.
Yo, I lit him up.
Yo, she lit me up in the group chat. I
gotta
hold you up.
I had to light him up. I've been working with Matt. Matt has been a difficult client. My team and
Yo,
I.
Yo, you hear how she throwing me in under the bus on Rants and Gems?
My team and I have been working with Matt to purchase the property for 6 months. Matt want a mini mansion for $150,000.
You fucking right. That you damn right. I am your worst client to have. I ain't gonna hold you up. I want what I want.
And it was just, I'm like, do you see these numbers? So he finally got on board. So hopefully we can find him something soon enough. But if you're coming to Atlanta, you got to pay to play. You have to be prepared for the market that you're shopping in. And it's not a blanket answer, which is why I wanted to educate myself on other markets, right? So I talked to people in Chicago. Chicago definitely has a lot of competition. They do have a lot of properties that require some sweat equity and need some work. So you could get a deal, right? Different areas have different rules, but Atlanta is not one of them. Charlotte is not one of them. You know, you have to know what market you're in so you can understand the level of competition you're going to be up against.
No, I agree with that 100%. Charlotte, Phoenix, it's not the play.
No.
Right?
It's not.
Not the play. Atlanta, the play.
Like, y'all coming, but I'm going to tell you, if you're not ready, don't come.
Nah, don't come.
I got people spending, we have people spending cash money. I'm $2 million, $1.5 million.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Like, they ready.
Look, I'm going to keep it real
with
y'all.
They beating you.
I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Kiana just threw me under the bus, right?
It's the truth, though.
And it's the truth. I am the worst fucking client.
The worst.
I want what I want.
The worst.
And I'm not settling. And I'm not overpaying, Kiana. Mm. I do not care. I am not overpaying, Kiana Watson.
I just want you guys to understand, when this time next year, when Matt is still living out of hotels because he comes to Atlanta and he wasn't ready to purchase, remember we had this conversation. I tried to help him.
Yeah.
Remember, I want you guys to, this time next year, when he's still complaining about staying in hotels and he doesn't have a place in Atlanta, remember this conversation. He's not ready. He doesn't want to do
it.
You know why? You know what the problem is? Up north, people think Atlanta is just so cheap. There's just no way I got to spend that to live in Atlanta. Yes, you do. Atlanta's up.
Look, I have a budget.
We're number one on the list.
They are number one on the list, and I have a budget, people, and I'm trying to stick with it.
I love your budget.
But you know what, though?
Your budget must meet your expectations.
True.
And let me talk to him like I talk to a client. You know what, Matt? I think that you are a wonderful person. At this time, my team and I have shopped with you for 22 houses. We've done research on 10, and we've actually given you about 3 contenders, I feel like, at the top of your list. But at this moment, your expectations are not meeting your budget. What are you willing to sacrifice to acquire a property so that way you don't miss the opportunity of purchasing in the Metro Atlanta area?
Guys, do y'all hear this? How she just put this on me right now? Do y'all hear this? And it wasn't this nice. It wasn't this nice in the group text. Let me tell you, it wasn't this nice in the group text. She said, get your fucking money up and put your money up.
Or,
that's what she said.
I said, or we can find you.
Keep paying for hotels.
I said, or we can find you a less desirable location, a less desirable property, and we can move forward with an area that's a little more transitioning. May not be.
So, yo, I'm going to tell you the story. I had to raise my budget by 200K.
And now we're getting somewhere.
But look, Santos had a great one. He said, please explain the zoning changes because local zoning boards are not governed by federal law. 100% correct, Santos. They are not. That's why I said that this is to be continued. More information to follow because this infrastructure bill was just passed. And one thing I can tell you, the government's offering grants and tax credits, right? And we all know that politicians love money.
Yes.
Right? Politicians love money. So who knows what's going to happen, how much money is going to really be poured into these local zoning boards and politicians to make these changes happen. And look, Biden has been strong-arming people. You see how he wants everybody to get vaccinated. So who says they're not going to strong-arm all these local zoning boards in certain areas that they want to target to build this?
We underestimate the strength of our government, mm-hmm. right? So at first glance, you look at the Biden administration or anyone in the administration and say, well, they can't do this to our cities. Not understanding that the people that represent us also work for and work with our administration. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you should understand that there's going to be incentives in place. There's going to be things in place to make sure that we can take this to the government, take it to your city council, take it to your mayors, and they're going to make sure this is passed. There's just no getting around it.
Look, we want to give a big shout out to Andre Hatchett. We appreciate the super chat. Andre is definitely a leader of the community. He always supports. We appreciate you, Andre.
Thank you, Andre. We appreciate the love.
And also, shout out to Prudent Mom. She says she closed on a home in the third quarter as well.
Yes.
And everybody who closed on the third quarter, let us know in the comments. If you have any questions on the in the comments, we're definitely going to put it on the screen so that way we can answer your questions.
That was a great comment. They said in the city of Boston, there's more multifamily homes than there is single family homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think that's a great comment is because you want to know where the multifamily is, because if we haven't learned anything else, you don't have to invest where you live. You can invest where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to invest in different areas, if they're saying, and I know people in Boston, I've been to Boston, there are a lot of multifamily. Again, that's up north. Again, they're older. Again, that's a huge metropolitan city.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you want to invest in areas like that, but you may not live there. But multifamily, you can own it anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Matt, MG, he finances in all 48 states, right?
We're in 22 states.
22
right
states.
Now. We're in 22 states, and we definitely top all 22 states. So tap in with me and my team, Garland Mortgage Group. What's the question on the screen, Tokes? I can't see it.
I know, I'm trying to see it too.
Yeah, you got to go back to it. In a thing.
It was like highlighted, then you scrolled.
Yeah, I can't. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
So Monique says, I'm from Wisconsin and duplexes are built with shared spaces. They have basements too that they can rent out. Shout out to Monique. We appreciate you.
Hey, Monique.
Tapping in with us.
That's
today.
The same thing I just
And that's the same thing that we were just talking about.
Some people are just not comfortable, but if you're comfortable with the shared space and making it work, I think that it's a beautiful thing. You can save a lot of money, you can build generational wealth, mm-hmm. but you are going to have to be in that comfort zone. Always lead with comfort. What are you comfortable with? How can you educate yourself about it? Mm-hmm. And then go move forward from there.
Agreed. So let's see what this says. So Brandon, can we discuss the intricacies of the infrastructure bill? And I can't see the rest of it because the thing, okay, because sectors were predicated to go up. Sorry if I missed this already. I mean, we can't really get into deep detail, to be honest with
yeah.
you, of this bill because it was just passed. And it would probably be unfair to try to break down something and we don't really know what's really going to happen when it just passed. So I would say, you know, stay tuned, Rants and Gems, as we get more information.
We'll share.
We'll definitely share with you guys.
But they did highlight certain, not specific areas, but areas that are underserved, which are predominantly areas that we have more minorities.
Absolutely.
Those particular neighborhoods are the ones they're targeting to bring this bill to, because studies have shown that our minorities are the ones that are suffering the most when it comes to home ownership. They can't afford these new single family homes. They can't afford this new pricing. So they are targeting that specific area. So if you think of any areas that are more urban, more minority driven, are more minority More minorities are infiltrating those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those are going to be the areas that they focus on when it comes to this bill.
Absolutely. So Martin's Notary Service says they just closed on a property last Friday. Thank y'all. I'll tell everybody I know about this podcast. You guys are amazing and so much knowledge. Thank you, Martin's Notary Service. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So much.
We like to see our people out there executing. On real estate. You know, whether it's single family, multifamilies, whatever it is, own some shit and like.
All right, I used to say Selden.
Own some shit. So let's go.
Absolutely.
What else we got, Tukes? We got Tukes Production now with Rants and Gems. All of my followers know who Tukes is, so shout out to Tukes.
Hey Tukes, he's back.
He's back.
He decided to come back and play.
He went on a little sabbatical.
He did. He went on a sabbatical.
Not the federal sabbatical.
He was a sabbatical. It was Matt. I'm here to vote. I know it wasn't Miss Watson. It wasn't Mrs. Watson. It was Matt. Matt did something to him.
So what Karen's saying, rent control will not work in Boston. Property is too high. I mean, rent control works in New York and property is high in
property
New York.
Property is very high in New York.
Than it is in Boston. So rent control is, you know, that's been around for decades. You know what I'm saying? So it does work, but yeah, property is hot in Boston, just like it is in New York. But where there's a will, there's a way. People
Absolutely.
Always find a way. All right. How do you look at city plans? Google it. Biden's strong arming vaccine may get him one term. What? Come on. Tukes, what are you doing?
Tukes,
bro?
What are we doing?
Tukes, what are you doing?
We're not going to.
I'm in the middle of reading.
All the way up to
People can do what they need to do.
Yeah, may get him one term instead of one. Prudent mom, I agree with you. Biden's strong arm and vaccine, yes, I agree. It may only get him one term. But we're not here to talk about politics. That's why we ain't going too deep into this infrastructure bill, because this ain't a politician
show. This is not a politician.
This is not about politics.
This is about real estate. And if you guys want
to... This ain't political.
You guys said you want multifamily. We're just going to give you opportunities to get it. That's it, right?
Yep. So, A. Rich says, I fire clients all the time. Call me when your budget grows up to your demands. That's basically what you just doing to me. You're trying to fire me, telling me to get my budget up.
I said, I want your budget to match your expectations. Listen, you guys, you cannot have champagne taste on a beer budget.
That is a fact.
Okay? What you're looking for and what you need in a property, assess, the numbers don't lie. Okay, if you lost 15 offers, you may lose a 16th one if you don't change your expectations. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Mark K says, for self-employed individuals with only 8K and 740 credit score, what income should I claim to qualify for a good loan?
I'm going to say this. We want you to file the money that you make, because we do not encourage any type of mortgage fraud or tax evasion.
Facts.
So
you big, should consult, big gym.
So you should consult with your tax professional in regards to what you should claim on the money that you earn.
Big gem right there.
License number 317576.
NMLS number 587000. So I'm telling you right now, look, I can't tell you what to claim, but I can tell you is you probably need to get the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1, because you wouldn't be asking that question, because you'll know exactly how underwriters are calculating income and what your debt-to-income ratio is. So you wouldn't even have to ask me or Kiana. You'll be able to do it on your own if you have the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1. Link in the description.
Link in the description.
Get it.
Any future agents in there, link in the description.
Absolutely. So Jared says, can you talk about getting help with down payment? I have a good credit score, 751, and a decent paying job, making $45K a year. Well, I can tell you, just Google down payment assistance in whatever county that you live in.
And I think a lot of times, I just want to expound upon that, because there's so many myths out here. Oh, I'm a first-time buyer, so I'm automatically going to get this money. I'm automatically going to get this down payment assistance. And the truth of the matter is, you have to qualify for any funds that are available in your city, in your state. So you want to start with, one, a licensed mortgage loan officer in your state, and you want to start with a real estate broker in your state. Mm-hmm. Start there first. Don't assume that you qualify for something, because I can tell you there are specific programs in the state of Georgia, Chicago, California, Miami, and every single program has income restrictions. They have debt to income ratio restrictions. And they also, even surprisingly, you can't have a certain amount of money in the bank. So there's one program is if you have more than $20,000 saved, you don't qualify. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many restrictions. You got to learn the rules, and these rules are not Googleable. They're not making it to the public. They tell you a part of it, but the mortgage officer knows the details. Mm-hmm. So start there first before you assume that I'm going to automatically get any down payment assistance because I'm a first-time buyer, because it's just not true.
Look, and I also want to add to that, right? And we didn't announce this yet, so I'm going to give our audience, Rants and Gems, sneak peek. Preview, right? Mm-hmm. We're having EYL, a home buying expo tour, starting in Oakland this December, okay? Link will be probably available Friday. Stay tuned if you're in the Bay Area. And the reason why we're doing this home buying expo is we want it to be local. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. When you go to real estate seminars all across the country, it's just general information from all over the place. So what we notice, and me especially, is comments like this: how do you apply for down payment assistance, this, that, and the third, but we don't even know where you are.
It varies.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we're doing with our home buying expo tour, it's gonna hit 10 cities next year. First city is Oakland this December, okay? Is we're gonna have local experts, local realtors, local insurance people, local home buying programs, local financial advisors, local CPAs, local real estate brokers, local mortgage companies. I mean, it's just gonna be a local based event, and even better, we're going to make it free for the general public to come.
That's so important.
Because the main thing is we want to make sure that our people are out there buying and they have the information, and there's not a paywall, because some people, if it's free, it's for me. So we want to be able to cater to everyone, and give them an opportunity to get this information from credible people. And we're going to be doing this in 10 cities in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
But the first one, we're going to kick it off in Oakland this December. Stay tuned for more details. But it's going to help you with that problem, right? And it's going to help a lot of people with that problem.
And I think that it's going to help so many. It's going to debunk so many myths. One thing I know about you guys are going to vet these people because it disheartens me so much when I'm on the internet and I see people say, you can buy a house at 3.5% down. They don't mention the closing costs. They don't mention the cost of inspections. They don't mention the cost of paying for your own appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much misinformation or, oh, I'm getting a first-time home buyer program. Yes and no. There's just so many red flags in these programs. So it's important that you guys are educated with what is applicable to your city, state, income,
mm-hmm.
and situation, so you can take advantage of these programs. And so that's amazing.
I mean, there's tons of programs out there, and that's one of the things that we want to do.
It's so many to
give people the opportunity to hear from these people live and in person. You know, we're going to have them on panels. We're going to be asking the right questions, so that way the information is there, and it's gonna be phenomenal. I honestly cannot wait till we start this tour. Again, more information coming probably this Friday. We're going to announce it to the world. But Rants and Gems, you guys, you know, fuck it. I'm going to tell y'all first because y'all my people. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be in 10 cities in 2022. More dates and everything to follow, but it's going to be localized. Everything, every presenter, all the vendors
Even if you,
are going to be local.
I'm so excited about it. I'm more excited than you guys are about this because, you know, you can't tell someone how to flip a house in Atlanta if you've only flipped houses in New York.
Facts.
You can't tell someone what kind of down payment assistance of it is available in New York if you only purchase property and you represent buyers in Georgia.
Correct.
Everything is state and city specific.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be so important.
Local information.
When they come, it's local.
Absolutely.
That's great. I'm super excited.
Nah, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So you guys stay tuned to that. So High Tech Hap says, how many points should I pay a hard money lender? Well, hard money lender, it all depends on your deal, but you can expect to pay anywhere from 1.5% to 3% when you're doing any type of hard money loans, okay? 1.5% to 3% is what you can expect to pay.
Yeah.
And also depending on your expense. If you're first time, you're going to pay a little bit more than anybody. All right? So, look, man, this has been a great episode. Let's get one more question on here, and then we're going to wrap this up. Let's get one more good one.
Because I'm
right?
looking.
One more good one.
That one right there.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Move the thing, Tooks. Okay, good. So I'm here in New York looking to move to ATL next year. How likely is it to get approved for a loan program with less than 2 years employment in ATL? I have a non-occupied co-borrower in ATL at my disposal. So I would say you don't need to have 2 years employment in ATL.
No.
You just need to have 2 years employment, period.
Period.
Right, you need to have a job. So even if you're transferring from your New York job to your ATL job or you're quitting your New York job, you got to find a new ATL job before you even get into contract, right? And then as long as you have a two-year work history from your New York, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? You just got to explain the gap in your employment, and the gap could be you moved to Atlanta and you was looking for work. So it's not unlikely. That happens all the time. You deal with so many relocation clients.
Oh, I have so many relocation. In New York, stand up. New York, I love you guys.
We're the biggest ever.
I love New York. Y'all come down here. Y'all got your pension plan. y'all got $250,000.
We just sold a house, made a million.
Y'all ready to play. Y'all ready to buy. I can tell you what we require is, even if you've had a job, they're looking for 2 years of consistent employment history. And also that even if you don't, like if you work remotely, what I've noticed is a lot of people can live here because they can work remotely. Your human resources department is just going to have to say that they will allow you to work remotely and live in Georgia. If they don't mind writing that on the verification and they know that you're still actively employed and you just your headquarters is in New York, but you can live in Georgia, you have no problem getting financed. And I'm speaking this from experience. I have done this over and over and over and over again because my New York clients, they're like, oh, because of COVID, we don't have to go back into the office. Well, we got to do is have a meeting once a month or once a quarter. And so as long as that specific word can be on the verification, you're good to go.
Yeah. So Julene says, great advice, by the way. So Julene says, what advice do you have for home buyers that are purchasing in areas that are planning to build warehouses? Me personally, I'm not living in no damn warehouse.
Industrial areas.
In industrial areas. That's not my cup of tea. I can't give you no advice on that one because I don't understand why would you want to live in an industrial area, because where's the residential comps? How is that really going to help your home value if your area is just surrounded?
It's surrounded by industrial. There's no residential comps.
That it's means, all types nothing. Of traffic, there's trucks, a lot of traffic, foolishness. Trucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't foresee that it's a good place to invest. It would be a good place to invest in another warehouse. But not single.
I would invest in a warehouse in an industrial area before a new build construction or something like that. I wouldn't do it. Me personally, I would highly advise against it. But that's just me. That's just Kiana. You got to make decision whatever is best for you and your family at the end of the day. So last question here. Kevin Bean says, if I own a home in another country, do I qualify for FHA to buy a home in the U.S.? Well, first of all, do you live in America or not? That's first things first.
Let's start there. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Are you a U.S. citizen? First things first. Second thing is, are you going to live in this as your primary residence? Because if you have the proper paperwork, right?
Correct.
You know, you're a permanent resident, you know, got visas, whatever the case may be, then, if you're going to live in a house as your primary residence, then absolutely you can use it as FHA, your house outside of the country.
Say it one more time.
If you're going to live in the house for 12 months, 1 year, yes, you can use FHA loan. If you do not plan on living in the house and you're trying to do an FHA loan and you know that you don't plan on living in the house, you are committing fraud.
And listen, you're
don't
committing
call me.
Mortgage fraud. And we don't have any parts of that.
None.
And it's too many people that are assuming that just because, I can use FHA and I know I'm not going to live there. If you, whatever you decide to do with your life, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Because the moment you disclose it to license number 317576.
Or NMLS number 58700.
It's over.
Done. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Nothing else. Conversation done.
Conversation done. Have a nice day. And you be safe.
Exactly. We wish you well.
We wish you well, people. Look, this was a great episode. We spoke about Biden's infrastructure plan and how it affects real estate, which I think is going to be a home run. We spoke about the vaccines mandates being lifted. So now foreign investors can now come back into the United States and buy a lot of real estate like they were doing pre-pandemic.
Correct.
And we spoke about what investors did in the third quarter here in the United States. You know, all signs point to us up in the stock going into 2022.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Not only is it up in its stock, I think that what we have to also be mindful of is the interest rates are going to slowly creep up.
Oh, they're creeping up right now. They're over 3%.
So now you're missing the opportunity with low interest rates. The prices keep going up. What are you really waiting for? Whatever you're waiting for, I hope that you find it. But those that are willing to listen to the advice.
Respectfully.
Listen to the advice and, you know, follow the information, follow the data. Take advantage of anything that's available in your market. So you can purchase a property, acquire more than one asset, and start building generational wealth.
Absolutely. So look, amazing episode as always.
Always.
Like, comment, share, subscribe, like this video, share it with your people. Go over to Apple, like all the videos on Apple, rate it 5 stars, leave a review, listen to it on audio, because that's how you're going to make Rants and Gems the number one real estate podcast in the country. We appreciate your love and your support. Follow Kiana Watson on Instagram. Follow MG The Mortgage Guy on Instagram. Go to my YouTube page, MG The Mortgage Guy. And, that's all we got for them.
All right.
And drink a lot of wine.
And drink your wine. Cheers. Cheers to another great episode.
Cheers to another great episode.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
You know, holler at us. We appreciate you guys. And, look, most importantly, be safe out there. All right? The streets is always watching. All right? Safety first. So my name is Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG The Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, broker extraordinaire, license number 317576. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
All right, guys. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.